If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini, wal-Azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about banking in this episode and the upcoming episodes, hopefully, or inshallah, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we start our program, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Subhanallah.
back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Tawid is still our guest speaker. We are talking about financial matter, asylum partnership, banking and the like. Sheikh Tawid, if an individual gives another one a sum of money to trade in it, on condition that the person who receives the money pays back, or the lender, a monthly sum as a profit and bear the loss. Is this kind of contract legitimate?
Well, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, there is no harm in the agreement between the two parties if it is based on a proper and Shari silent partnership. And of course, there's no harm either in making a provision or a stipulation in the process that the working partner gives the owner a monthly portion of the profit made during the investment or in the process of earning, making profit. So such a stipulation is basically permissible. You know, some scholars, you know, may not endorse such a deal or a transaction, but obviously every muqallid has to follow his own mujtahid, and this is what His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says, that of course such an arrangement made between the capital owner and the worker is quite permissible, so he can receive the amount, the profit, or let's say a fixed percentage of percent of the profit, either on weekly basis or monthly basis or let's say yearly basis, it is permissible.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, Shavit, I gave a person a sum of money to import a number of cars, vehicles, autos, on condition that we equally, share the profits coming out of the sale of those vehicles.
Yes.
After a while, he gave me a sum of money, claiming that it was my share of profit. All right?
Yes.
Isn't it problematic for me to take that share, that money?
Now, if he gave him the money by way of silent partnership, and he then bought the vehicles and
right.
sold them,
mm-hmm.
and of course paid him the share of profit, there is no problem because the money is his. He can possess and take ownership of the money, because a silent partnership means that there is selling and buying things and then making profit, and this is a kind of arrangement reached, an agreement reached between the two parties. One party is the providing the skill, and the other party is providing the capital. Now the capital is used to buy cars, and then the cars are sold by the working agent, and then the profit is gained, and the profit is equally, let's say, distributed or divided between the two parties to the contract. There is no problem in this.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away. Ya Mawlai, Ya Allah, Ya Mawlai, Ya Allah, Ya Khaliqana, back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Tawid, our guest speaker. We are still on the subject of banking, financial matters, and silent partnership and the like. According to the views issued by Ayatollah Khamenei, well, Sheikh Tawid, a person, an individual, deposited a sum of money with another person, to trade in it, on condition that he would receive a sum of money upfront, At the end of the year, they agreed to prepare the profit and loss account of the business. The question is, Sheikh Javid, is it acceptable, is it permissible, if the owner of the money and his partner agreed to sell the profit and the loss?
From what I understood, I can say that based on the opinion and the fatwa of His Eminence, there is no harm or there is no problem in the payment of money to that person if it was basically based on a proper and Shari silent partnership, and if a deal was reached to the effect that okay, one party will work and the other party will provide the capital, so this is a kind of silent partnership, and the owner of the money can actually take the profit on based on the agreement reached. It can be received, the profit can be divided on a monthly basis or on a yearly basis. It depends on the agreement, and there's no objection. So if he receives a portion of the profit and then the remaining portion of the profit is settled by the two parties and in a proper time later in the after a few months, let's say, so there's no objection to them. So the person, the owner of the capital or the provider of the capital, can receive a portion of the profit at any moment or at any time whenever there is a profit made. And of course, when there is no profit, he cannot claim, he cannot actually pressurize the worker or the agent or the person with the skills to give him a profit when there's no profit made. So everything should take place according to the agreement, and the silent partnership, of course, whatever profit comes is halal. It should be divided between the two parties based on the agreement reached between them.
Mm-hmm. The question that I would like to ask you, Sheikh Javid, is about the percentage of the profit which is usually distributed among the partners in a silent partnership.
Yeah.
So if a person takes a sum of money from another one through, this contract, this agreement of the silent partnership. So if they agree that the working partner takes 2/3 of the profit, all right?
Yes.
While the other one, the owner of the money takes only 1/3, okay? The working partner buys the goods and send them to his hometown. But unfortunately, on the way, the goods are stolen. Who should bear the loss, the working partner or both of them?
Well, when it comes to who should bear the loss in the event that there is loss, there is a kind of unexpected loss accrued. Mm-hmm. Of course, according to the fatwa issued by Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, the loss of capital or trading money wholly or in part shall be borne by the owner, by the provider of the capital, provided that the working partner or any other party is not to blame for acting extravagantly or acting unjustly or for any negligence either, of course, because if let's say the agent has been negligent in common view and in the eye of custom, he is considered to have not fulfilled his responsibility in terms of taking care after the money or looking after the investment. In the event that he is not negligent, he is not supposed to bear the loss. And of course, the loss can be covered by the profit at the same time. If there is a profit made, it can be covered by the profit, provided that it's not agreed otherwise. And if it is, if both parties to the contract agrees that the profit be made, that the loss be covered and be compensated with the profit earned, then there's no problem, there's no objection. It can be reimbursed and it can be in fact, compensated with the profit gained as a result of the investment or the work done, the profitable work done by the agent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh Shavit. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو رحيم محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا